Oftentimes I hear moms say that they don't have any breast milk or that they're not producing breast milk, when in fact they are producing colostrum. Join me for today's episode on Colostrum, I Don't Have Milk, to understand more on how your breast milk comes in, to know that colostrum is your first milk. So don't underestimate nature's perfect beginning. Have you ever heard of a breastfeeding plan? Well, having a breastfeeding plan is essential. Your breastfeeding plan is a strategic guide that outlines your feeding goals for your baby. It serves as a valuable tool for both your family and your healthcare provider. That's why I'm thrilled to share my four essential elements of a breastfeeding plan, your ultimate cheat sheet. To get your copy, head over to my website at www.pregnancyconcepts.com, and at the home page, there will be a pop-up box that will give you access to the download. I want my listeners to know that the information shared in today's episode is for informational and educational purposes only and does not serve as medical advice, a basis for diagnosis or recommendation of treatment. Always, always seek the advice of your healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or health concern. The information provided is based on the most current recommendations at the time of this podcast. Whether you're considering pregnancy, an expectant parent who planned their pregnancy, had an uh-oh moment and found yourself unexpectedly expecting, or knee-deep in parenting, this podcast is here to support you every step of the way. Hello, I'm your host, Kimberly Myers, and welcome to For the Love of Parenting podcast, covering topics from pre-baby readiness, pregnancy, childbirth preparation, the exploration of breastfeeding, navigating early parenthood stages, and beyond. This podcast explores the joys, obstacles, and more, while providing guidance, insight, and relatable, honest conversation about the roller coaster journey of parenthood. Welcome to my podcast. Well, hello, everyone. Thank you for joining me for this podcast. Have you ever heard of the phrase, big things come in small packages? Well, that's colostrum. This is a topic that is near and dear to my heart because I feel that colostrum is misunderstood and under-celebrated for its wonder. You may be wondering, well, if you know about colostrum, you may not be wondering, or you may not have noticed the title of today's episode. I titled it Colostrum, I Don't Have Milk, because far too many times when I'm helping moms in the hospital, I hear, I don't have milk. I'm not producing. I just have drops. Well, ding, ding, ding. If you have drops, you have breast milk. And once I get going with hand expression, more and more drops come out of mom's breasts, and they become excited to see this milk that they thought they didn't have. So time after time after time, I've asked myself why moms don't understand that colostrum is breast milk. And time after time after time, I've asked myself, is it the way that I'm explaining it? Because I hear moms saying that they don't have breast milk, they're not producing, they just have drops. I hear this all of the time. And this is from many different moms that come from many different places. So I have been thinking that maybe I need to change my verbiage when it comes to discussing breast milk and colostrum to moms. Then I started to really take notice when I read about colostrum. And I read that colostrum is described as the first milk that mom's body produces during pregnancy, and is the first milk mom's baby will receive from her breast. All true. Then I continued reading and noticed that the verbiage goes on to say that mom's milk will come in about the third or the fourth day. Or I've noticed my patients will say, I have to wait until my milk comes in. No, Those drops mean your milk is in. So after stepping back and assessing my lactation consultations with moms and reading many books on colostrum, I've decided that I will change my verbiage and how I discuss colostrum with moms. So let's get into it a little bit about this wonderful liquid gold called colostrum. Now, there are three stages of breast milk. The first stage is colostrum, the second stage is transitional milk, and the third stage is mature milk. Colostrum is the first stage and is defined as the first form of breast milk that is released by mom's breast after she gives birth to her bundle of joy. Remember when I said that big things come in small packages? Well, colostrum packs a punch. It's thick and yellow, which is why it's called liquid gold. It's nutrient dense and high in antibodies and antioxidants to build a baby's immune system. There is vitamin A that helps play a vital role in baby's vision and skin. It is high in protein that helps babies prevent infection and helps to stimulate growth cells. It's low in fat and sugar, and it's loaded with white blood cells that produce antibodies, and those antibodies produced strengthen your baby's immune system. What that does is it protects your baby from infections. And so colostrum is highly concentrated and nutrient dense, which I mentioned before, even in the drops, though, that mom sees or thinks that it's not enough. So babies don't need a lot to get the benefits because your baby's tummy is really small. Some other benefits of colostrum is that it helps to establish a healthy gut for your baby by coating his or her intestines. And what that does is it helps keep harmful bacteria from being absorbed. Colostrum also acts as a laxative that can help your baby clear that meconium, which is your baby's first bowel movement or first poop, and it lessens the chance for jaundice. The milk is easily digestible, and it can help prevent low blood sugar in full-term babies. Are you hearing this? The drops may be small, but they are powerful. Now, the reason why mom sees just these small drops of colostrum is that the flow is slow. And this is so that baby can learn to breastfeed or to nurse. Learning how to breastfeed takes time and practice, and it requires your baby to not only learn how to suck and swallow, but your baby also needs to learn how to breathe at the same time. So the colostrum stage is what I like to call the practice phase. So let me share a personal story with you. I was helping this one family, and I go into the room and I start talking to the mom about what she may be seeing, if she's noticing any drops of colostrum, just asking her how the breastfeeding is going. And I remember dad kicking in and saying, yes, she's getting these little drops and this improper milk is coming out first. I had to say to myself, hold up, wait a minute. This is not improper. So I went on to, you know, let him know it's not improper milk, or let them both know that it's not improper milk, and just provide a little bit of education and support. Never ever making a family feel like their feelings or thoughts are insignificant, or just not right. You know, just giving them a little bit of information so that they can better understand what's going on with mom's body and breasts. And, you know, what are they seeing? What does it all mean? And how can I help, you know, all of them, the whole family, get off to a really good start with breastfeeding? But I just thought that was the most interesting way to describe colostrum. I had never heard that before. And I will say that after providing that education and support, they understood a little bit better about colostrum and just breast milk and breastfeeding in general. And mom felt at ease and pretty proud that she was making milk for her baby. So now In approximately 3 to 4 days, that colostrum will move to the next stage in breast milk. This is where moms will often hear, or it's often referred to as, my milk coming in. And I think this is where moms think, oh, the colostrum is not milk because the milk is not coming in. And I put that in air quotes because they're looking for something that's a little bit more in volume. So if you notice, instead of me saying coming in, I said the next stage in breast milk. This is when mom's breasts may feel a little firmer, they may be a little bit more tender, and you just, you know, feel different. And it's not the same as engorgement. So that is a whole other podcast. And what this means is that the milk has ramped up. So moving into that next stage, it means that the milk has ramped up. And by this time, your baby's stomach has grown a little bit and they can drink more milk with each feeding. Now, once mom's milk supply is established and her body is stabilized, transitional milk moves to the next stage, and that's mature milk. And I think one of the things that is very interesting about colostrum, and I'm not sure that parents know, because oftentimes I'm asked, how much colostrum does a baby need? And I think, you know, just visualize or understand that a baby's tummy is about the size of a marble. So if you were to take that marble and kind of hollow it out, then they will only need teaspoons at each feeding. So expect to breastfeed your baby 8 to 10 times or more in a 24-hour period. And as your baby's stomach grows or expands and your body transitions to the other stages of breast milk, mom's production will increase to continue to meet her baby's needs. So that is a little bit of information on colostrum. I hope today's episode taught you a little more about colostrum, or confirmed what you already knew about colostrum, which is colostrum, the powerhouse potion for your baby and nature's perfect beginning, which is right on time for National Nutrition Month. A sweet ending for a great beginning. Thank you for joining me today. And if you know someone who is pregnant and plans to breastfeed, share my podcast with them. They will learn so much about colostrum. Remember, as parents, do your best. There are no perfect parents, but countless ways to be loving and supportive. Signing off from the Love of Parenting podcast. Until next time, take care.